On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and welcome to our briefing on Roth IRA recharacterizations and conversions. Under the regulations, you are allowed to undo, or actually under the statutes supported by the regulations, you are allowed to undo a Roth conversion in the current year or by the filing deadline of the return, including extensions. This means that if I converted on January 1st, 2012, I have until October 15, 2013, to evaluate whether I should keep those funds in the Roth IRA. And basically what a lot of people have been doing is converting by asset classes or converting by sectors. So let's say somebody came to you and they had five mutual funds in their $1 million IRA. You might do five conversions by asset class. Let's say they came to you and they had half McDonald's and half Pepsi in their IRA. You might convert two IRAs, one with the Pepsi and one with the McDonald's, and you would just see the ones that went up in value. Now, taxpayers can then choose, they can recharacterize, and when you recharacterize, you basically erase the Roth conversion. By converting five mutual funds, you're trying to get one to experience some positive volatility, i.e. go up in value. And when it goes up in value, you'd leave it in the Roth. The ones that go down in value, you'd recharacterize. Now, once you've done that, once you've recharacterized, you can choose to reconvert. So you're allowed to reconvert from that point forward. By reconverting, you now jump back into the Roth game, but at a lower value. Let's say I converted $100,000, and it fell to $65,000. And you, as my financial advisor, said to me, hey, Bob, let's not pay tax at $100,000, let's recharacterize. We have to erase that, because I don't want you to pay tax at $100,000 when it's only worth $65,000. We agree to do that, we move forward. Now, next thing that happens is after I've recharacterized, I wait the statutory period of time, and then I reconvert. Okay, so then I'm going to reconvert. And when I reconvert, I'll go back into the market at the then current price. Let's assume it's still at $65. So instead of paying tax at $100, I now pay tax at $65. The big deal here is that I just saved the tax on $35. Now, on the other hand, let's say an account went up in value. I converted $100 and I was in the 25% bracket. Now, that jumped to $120 and I evaluate whether I should stay in the Roth IRA. When I first found out my effective tax rate, I took $25,000 of tax divided by $100,000 of income. I was in a 25% rate. Now I'm taking $25,000 of tax divided by, let's say, $125,000 of value today, and suddenly I find myself, in essence, in a 20% tax rate. Now, a finance professor would probably say, wait a minute, Bob, you got to adjust for that year and a half wait here, and that would be technically correct. But you can see what we're doing. For the accounts that go up in value, we're able to, in essence, reduce our effective tax rate on the conversion. For the ones that go down in value, we recharacterize. We jump out of the Roth IRA, and then we will wait our requisite statutory period of time and we'll jump back in to the Roth IRA at the then lower value. This makes a lot of sense. Now, what the law says, a reconversion can take place the later of the following two dates: the tax year following the original conversion or 30 days after the recharacterization. When we work through this, what that means, if I converted on January 1st, 2012, and I recharacterized at Thanksgiving 2012, I would be able to reconvert January 1st, 2013. Now, on the other hand, if I recharacterized on January 1st, 2013, I would have to wait for 30 days after the recharacterization to get back into the Roth IRA. This is a very powerful planning technique. And if you're going to experience volatility and you can break up your assets by sector, by asset class, by individual security, depending upon how many securities you have, you can capture some of this volatility. And if an account goes way up in value, 20, 30%, you keep it in the Roth. If an account goes down in value, you recharacterize and you try to do another Roth conversion using that lower entry point. This is one of the most powerful strategies available today, and it will help your clients make their retirement assets stretch a little bit longer. Now, taxpayers cannot recharacterize a portion of a Roth IRA. We have to remember that. That is notice 2000-39. It's now an 11-year-old notice, but that basically says you can't cherry pick out of a particular IRA. We also have to remember when we start doing recharacterizations, all gains and losses are attributable to the entire Roth IRA, regardless of the actual stock or fund recharacterized. It all has to be done on a pro rata basis. So that all has to be done on a pro rata basis. Roth conversions, recharacterizations, and reconversions provide you and your clients with substantial opportunities to enhance a person's retirement. Here's a timeline. I just using 2011 and 2012. I show us that if we started on January 1st, 2011, we have until October 15th, 2012. The other beauty of the recharacterizations, imagine a person that converted in January 2008, followed by the Lehman Brothers issues that happened in September. What we're talking about is that person undoubtedly, if the market fell by 50%, would jump out of that and recharacterize. You would jump out of that and you would recharacterize. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler discussing Roth IRA conversions and recharacterizations. Thank you for joining us today.